Good evening, everyone. This is Dave Manchester, Chairman of the Sumas County Legislature. The time is now 7 p.m. on Monday, November 9th, 2020. The legislature is convened for a regular meeting of the full legislature. We're conducting this meeting via audio recorded teleconference, which is authorized under the governor's executive orders issued from the New York State COVID-19 emergency. On November 3rd, 2020, the governor issued Executive Order 202.72, which extended the exceptions to the open meeting law through December 3rd, 2020 as follows. Quote, to the extent necessary to permit any public body to meet and take such actions authorized by the law without permitting in public and person access to meetings and authorizing such meetings to be held remotely by conference call or similar service provided, the meetings are recorded and made available to the public. Due to the recent increase in COVID-19 positive cases throughout Sumas County, the legislature's reopening plan has been modified, and public access to all meetings of the legislature will be temporarily restricted. This meeting is being broadcast live on the county's internet website. Also, a recording will be placed on the website for public access. I'd like to remind those on the line to please keep their phones and iPads on mute unless you're speaking, and proceed any questions or comments with your name so we know who is speaking. I'm present at the Hazlett Building with the clerk, the deputy clerk of the legislature, the attorney of the legislature, and several legislators. We will begin our meeting with a pledge of allegiance followed by a moment of silence. Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll of the legislators.
Mr. Patrick?
Here.
Mr. Sweet?
Here.
Mr. Bryan?
Here.
Mr. Marsden?
Here.
Mr. Howland?
Here.
Mrs. Sumsire?
Here.
Mrs. Woodard?
Here.
Here.
Mr. Shaw?
Here.
Mr. Gray?
Here.
Mr. McCarthy?
Here.
Mr. Gray?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Strange?
Here.
Mr. Manchester?
Here. I deem a quorum of the legislature present. At this time, I'd ask for a motion to accept the minutes of October 13, 2020 for the full legislature. Is there a motion, please? Mr. Parkinson. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried. Motion to approve the communications 11-01 through 11-05. Is there a motion, please? Mr. Pasek, is there a second? Mr. Briggs, any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye.
Opposed? It's carried. We come to the part of the meeting tonight for public comments. We invite the public to make comments. The public has been invited and provided an opportunity to submit those comments via email to the public comment at shumuncountyny.gov. Public comment provides an opportunity for persons to address the legislature, but not to engage in debate with members of the legislature, county officials, or other members of the public. Questions may be submitted in writing to the clerk of the legislature for a response. Having received no public comments, the public comment period is concluded. Moving on, motion to accept the committee reports October 23rd, 2020, and November 2nd, 2020. Is there a motion, please? Mr. Smith, second. Mr. Briggs, any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried. Motion to combine the resolutions. Mr. Buren, would you do the honors?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I make a motion that we combine resolutions 20-418 through 20-424, combine resolutions 20-425 through 20-437, combine resolutions 20-438 through 20-447, combine resolutions 20-448 through 20-456, combine resolutions 20-457 through 20-465, and resolution 20-466 will stand alone.
Thank you. Is there a second? Mr. Chalk? Any questions or comments on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried. Motion to approve the preferred agenda by Mrs. Sunsire. Is there a second? Any questions or comments on the preferred agenda items? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Presentation of the resolutions. Resolution 20-425 through 20-437.
Resolution authorizing reimbursement agreement with the New York State Unified Court System on behalf of Shimon County Department of Buildings and Grounds, sponsored by Mr. Buren. Resolution authorizing application for and acceptance of grant funding from the Center for Tech and Civic Life on behalf of the Shimon County Board of Elections. Resolution authorizing agreement with Civic Plus on behalf of the Shimon County Information Technology Department. Resolution authorizing intermunicipal agreement with the Town of Veterans on behalf of the Shimon County Executive. Resolution authorizing intermunicipal agreement with the Town of Portsmouth on behalf of the Shimon County Executive. Resolution authorizing intermunicipal agreement with the Town of Ashland on behalf of the Shimon County Executive. Resolution authorizing intermunicipal agreement with the Town of Elmira on behalf of the Shimon County Executive. Resolution authorizing intermunicipal agreement with the Town of Catlin on behalf of the Shimon County Executive. Resolution authorizing intermunicipal agreement with the Town of Shimon on behalf of the Shimon County Executive. Resolution authorizing intermunicipal agreement with the Town of Southport on behalf of the Shimon County Executive. Resolution authorizing intermunicipal agreement with the Village of Portsmouth on behalf of the Shimon County Executive. Resolution authorizing intermunicipal agreement with the Village of Millport on behalf of the Shimon County Executive, all sponsored by Mrs. Woodard. And resolution renewing agreement with ESPR Group LLC on behalf of the Shimon County Treasurer, sponsored by Mr. Manchester.
Is there a second? Mr. Marcus? Any questions or comments on the resolution? Hearing none, would the clerk call the roll?
Mr. McCarthy?
Aye.
Mr. Drake?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Strange?
Aye.
Mr. Patrick?
Aye.
Mr. Sweet?
Aye.
Mr. Brennan?
Aye.
Mr. Marcusson?
Aye.
Mr. Hyland?
Aye.
Mrs. Sunsire?
Aye.
Mrs. Woodard?
Aye.
Mr. Buren?
Aye.
Mr. Chalk?
Aye.
Mr. Gray?
Aye.
Mr. Manchester?
Aye. The resolutions are carried. Resolutions 20-438 to 20-447.
Resolution declaring certain county-owned property as surplus and authorizing transfer to the Shimon County Industrial Development Agency, sponsored by Mr. Buren. Resolution amending capital program is contained within the 2020 Chemung County budget and determining the related engineering services agreement with the Larson Design Group to be a seeker type 2 action sponsored by Mrs. Woodard. Resolution authorizing transfers and appropriations by the county executive. Resolution authorizing review of the 2021 tentative Chemung County budget, capital program, budget message, and budgets of the Chemung County Sewer District Number 1 and the Chemung County Elmira Sewer District. Resolution authorizing voluntary collection agreement with Airbnb on behalf of the Chemung County Treasurer. Resolution adopting treasurer's report on town and city accounts. Resolution adopting final equalization rates for the year 2021 tax rolls and bills. Resolution authorizing extension of tax rolls. Resolution authorizing the annexation of tax warrants to tax rolls. And resolution establishing reserve accounts for the Chemung County Sewer District Number 1 and the Chemung County Elmira Sewer District, all sponsored by Mr. Manchester.
Is there a second? Mr. Briggs. Any questions or comments on the resolutions? Hearing none, would the clerk call the roll?
Mr. Drake?
Aye.
Mr. Strange?
Aye.
Mr. Patrick?
Aye.
Mr. Sweet?
Aye.
Mr. Kent?
Aye.
Mr. Murchison?
Aye.
Mr. Hyland?
Aye.
Mrs. Sunsire?
Aye.
Mrs. Woodard?
Aye.
Mr. Buren?
Aye.
Mr. Chalk?
Aye.
Mr. Briggs?
Aye.
Mr. McCarthy?
Aye.
Mr. Manchester?
Aye. The resolution is carried. Resolutions 20-448 through 20-456.
Resolution authorizing advertisement for proposals for air service development consulting on behalf of the Elmira Corning Regional Airport. Resolution authorizing advertisement for proposals for food service on behalf of the Elmira Corning Regional Airport. Resolution awarding bid to MD Companies Incorporated on behalf of the Elmira Corning Regional Airport, all sponsored by Mr. Sweet. Resolution authorizing purchase agreement with Nye Automotive Group on behalf of the Chemung County Sheriff's Office. Resolution authorizing purchase agreement with UniFirst on behalf of the Chemung County Office of Fire and Emergency Management, both sponsored by Mr. Patrick. Resolution authorizing purchase agreement with Cooper North America on behalf of the Chemung County Department of Public Works, sponsored by Mr. Strange. Resolution amending purchase agreement with Joe Johnson Equipment LLC on behalf of the Chemung County Sewer District. Resolution designating Seaworth Equipment as a sole source provider of original equipment manufacturer parts for forming rough pumps on behalf of the Chemung County Sewer District, both sponsored by Mrs. Woodard. And resolution authorizing purchase agreement with Athlink LLC on behalf of the Chemung County Purchasing Department, sponsored by Mr. Manchester.
Is there a second? Mr. Smith. Any questions or comments on those resolutions? Hearing none, would the clerk call the roll?
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Strange?
Aye.
Mr. Patrick?
Aye.
Mr. Sweet? Mr. Sweet?
Aye again.
Mr. Brennan? Thank you.
Aye.
Mr. Brennan?
Aye.
Murchison?
Aye.
Mr. Hyland?
Aye.
Mrs. Sunsire?
Aye.
Mrs. Woodard?
Aye.
Mr. Buren?
Aye.
Mr. Chalk?
Aye.
Mr. Briggs?
Aye.
Mr. McCarthy?
Aye.
Mr. Drake?
Aye.
Mr. Manchester?
Aye. The resolutions are carried. Resolution 20-457 through 20-465.
Resolution confirming designation of election commissioners Resolution recreating two full-time cashier license examiner positions for the DMV on behalf of the Chemung County Clerk's Office. Resolution recreating two part-time special patrol officer positions on behalf of the Chemung County Sheriff's Office. Resolution recreating part-time assistant county attorney position on behalf of the county attorney. Resolution recreating part-time assistant district attorney position on behalf of the Chemung County District Attorney. Resolution recreating full-time fiscal officer position on behalf of the Chemung County Department of Aging and Long-Term Care. Resolution recreating positions as contained in the staffing plan for the Chemung County Department of Social Services. Resolution creating full-time deputy county clerk for the DMV on behalf of the Chemung County Clerk's Office, all sponsored by Mr. Chalk. And resolution establishing new health insurance rates effective January 1st, 2021 for Chemung County employees and retirees and participating municipalities, sponsored by Mr. Manchester.
Is there a second? Mr. Patrick. Any questions or comments on the resolution? Hearing none, would the clerk call the roll?
Mr. Strange?
Aye.
Mr. Patrick?
Aye.
Mr. Sweet?
Aye.
Mr. Brennan?
Aye.
Mr. Murchison?
Aye.
Mr. Hyland?
Aye.
Mrs. Sunfire?
Aye.
Mrs. Woodard?
Aye.
Mr. Buren?
Aye.
Mr. Chalk?
Aye.
Mr. Bray?
Aye.
Mr. McCarthy?
Aye.
Mr. Drake?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Manchester?
Aye. The resolutions are carried. Resolution 20-466.
Resolution calling for a public hearing on the 2021 tentative Chemung County budget, sponsored by Mr. Manchester.
Is there a second? Mr. Briggs. Any questions or comments?
I understand the date was...
Yeah, thank you.
The date's the last Monday night, November 30th.
The public hearing? Yes, November 30th.
November 30th. Okay.
Yep. Any other questions? Comments? Hearing none, the clerk can call the roll, please.
Mr. Patrick?
Aye.
Mr. Sweet?
Aye.
Mr. Brennan?
Aye.
Mr. Murchison?
Aye.
Mr. Hyland?
Aye.
Mrs. Sunfire?
Aye.
Mrs. Woodard?
Aye.
Mr. Buren?
Aye.
Mr. Chalk?
Aye.
Mr. Brake?
Aye.
Mr. McCarthy?
Aye.
Mr. Drake?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Strange?
Aye.
Mr. Manchester?
Aye. The resolution is carried. Is there any old business, Mr. Smith?
Mr. Chairman, may I ask Mr. Azarelli a question regarding our COVID-19 response?
I believe that's old business, yes.
Mr. Azarelli, are you with us still? Looks like he is. The question is, I've been watching the county's new dashboard product and noted that the O'Meara Correctional Facility has gone from an infection or a positive test rate of about 250 or so of their population to zero in about 7 or 8 days. And I'm very impressed that they've been able to manage their testing in such a way. And I wonder if he has any knowledge of how they did it or if they just stopped reporting to us.
Mr. Smith and all the rest of the legislators, everyone's very concerned about the numbers that are popping up at the prisons. What you need to be aware of that
I think we lost the last part of that, Mr. Azzarelli. Yeah.
If it helps you, his screen has just got a circle in it going around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's frozen. Very good. We'll have Mr. Azarelli put that together in an email, and we'll send it to everyone.
Thank you.
And I think there's a question over here. Mr. Martinson?
Yes, I don't know if this would be covered under old business because it's a statement I wanted to make about the budget process. Would that come under old business or would it come under new business?
Under new business.
Okay.
All right. That's great. Any other old business? New business. Mr. Martinson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We went through quite a process last year. A number of us were new to the process of the budget, and we know we're going to have budget presentations made by all the department heads coming up fairly soon, tomorrow, I guess.
If I could correct you, not all department heads.
Okay, all right, some of the department heads.
Yes.
One of the suggestions that I would have is that we allow them to do the presentation, and if we have questions, because it does get, we kind of get off track a number of times, I would like to suggest that we provide the questions in writing to the department heads to give them an opportunity to respond to them instead of putting them on the spot at that time so that they have a chance to do the research to make sure that we get the correct answer. That's one thing. Number two, I want to caution the legislative group that, you know, realistically, about 78-80% of this budget is pretty much mandated, and there's not a significant amount that we can possibly change in this process. One of the areas that we do have a lot of say in is organizational funding, and that's kind of the hot area that we have an opportunity to talk about. So I know that our job is to set policy, not be in the day-to-day operation. And I just want to make sure that we allow the department heads and the executive to create the budget the best they can. And last but not least, I know that there's a number of legislators that have family members within various departments. And I just want to caution that they're not providing inside information or information that may sway some of the discussions that all of us don't have access to. So I just want to make sure that we're open-minded. This is going to be a very challenging budget season. We need to be open-minded and pay attention and do a good job. That's all. Thank you.
Any other new business?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Yeah, I got knocked off here at home from the internet. Did everyone hear my response to Legislator Smith's question?
We heard a portion of it. We're not sure how much we did not hear. If you have it on the tip of your tongue, you're welcome to say it again.
Thank you, sir. Basically, what happened was the Department of Corrections was very late in getting the county any information at all. By the time we got their numbers, they were about 12 days into their quarantine and isolation. That's why you saw within about 3 days, their numbers went to almost nothing. There have been numerous calls with the Department of Corrections Commissioner and the governor's office, his representatives, to the point where the Department of Health probably talks to them at least once a day now to make sure we're getting the most current information available.
Thank you, Mr. Azarelli. Mr. Smith, did that help?
Mr. Azarelli, do we have confidence that the Department of Correction is being completely candid with us on the number of infections that they have or the number of positive tests?
Mr. Smith, Legislator Smith, I appreciate that question, and it's a godlike question. We've got to trust everybody in this. You know, all we can do is trust them and continue to ask questions. I can tell you that I get complaints or I get information constantly from, I'm sure they're guards, they're anonymous when they send it to me or they call. And I follow up on all of them and I pass the information to Department of Health to follow up with the Department of Corrections daily.
Thank you. Very good. Any other new business? Motion to adjourn, please. Mr. Chalk, Mr. Pastor, we are adjourned.